Senator, thank you very much. I was wondering if I was ever going to have a warm meal during the inaugural ceremonies. And so I want to thank you for the food, Mr. Speaker. Thank you. Congressman Gephardt and Senator Daschle, thank you all very much for your kind hospitality. President Carter and Mrs. Carter, I'm so honored you all took time out of your lives to come. It means a lot to Laura and me for you to be here. Thank you very much. Mother, I'm glad you came as well. I know I can speak on behalf of the Cheneys that Laura and I have really relished this magnificent moment. Great testimony to our country. It's a testimony to the great land of America to have a sitting, outgoing president and an incoming president sit side by side in peaceful transfer of power. I'm not so sure how much of it I'm going to actually remember. It was such a magnificent time for our country and for me. Today is also a testimony to two wonderful parents. People who instilled values and gave unconditional love. Expectations in the country is we can't get anything done. People say, well, gosh, the election was so close, nothing will happen, except for finger pointing and name calling. And bitterness. I'm here to tell the country that things will get done, that we're going to rise above expectations, that both Republicans and Democrats will come together to do what's right for America, so that when people look at Washington, they say public service is noble, positive things can happen for the country. There are men and women of good conscience and good heart who are serving this noble nation for the right reasons. Let's let it happen. God bless, and God bless America.